Story time. The time during the week where we talk about what happened during our campaign. Our favorite moments, what we learned about ourselves, and what we learned about each other. Please join us now as we enjoy story time.
So Chris, last time we played in your campaign, and so we had just left off with Maglath had just told Hound and his friend Solas all about just his past and why he had pretty much become the person that he was today and why everything so far had bothered him so much.
Yeah, and I think I've even forgotten, but you know, maybe some of the listeners have forgotten too. You said that you told this to Hound. Why did you say you told this to Hound?
Because Howie Chuchip, our dear folk druid, gave Hound this permanent spell that makes him have an intelligence of 10. So Hound, my dog,
which who is the higher only member than of Boars, yeah, which is really funny.
The only member of the party who was actually not as smart as me now is smarter than me. And yes. You should watch out, Chris, because I feel like Tyler may be planning to do that to every single one of the animal companions we have. And those
probably
are characters,
yeah,
you have to play. So,
yeah, right. They're becoming their own NPC in and of themselves. So, yeah, so we left off with you spilling your guts to Solas. And from then, the rest of the night, it was kind of somber. Like, Solas didn't do a whole lot with that story. I think he appreciated what you had told him. And I know for anybody else that would have heard that story, I would imagine it would have affected them in some pretty good ways. So unfortunately this night, Solas wasn't able to be here to further enact what, you know, how that would have taken shape in his life. So the next morning everybody ended up saying, well, we have to figure out what we're going to do. We have a large stretch of open plain area that we have to cover from this forest we're staying in to the bounty list where we've kind of decided that these people were going to seek refuge in. And some of you guys thought this would be a really good idea, and some of you guys thought this wouldn't be a very good idea because...
And some of us guys didn't know what the heck was going on.
Right, yeah. Well, because you have the bounty list, who's this very secretive, yeah, organization who only takes in people that they know and can trust. And in this group, you know, we're thinking, okay, maybe somebody could be a Trojan horse in this situation. They could be somebody that comes in to the bounty list where it is, and then for, you know, their own family's safety, they go and spill the beans about where the bounty list is. Or, you know, for hope of, you know, finding favor in the eyes of the government or finding riches, it's a very good possibility that somebody might be willing, whether they were planted by the government or not, to spill the beans about where this bounty list is. And so you guys had to go back and forth about that for a while. There was some really good arguing and debating going on both sides. One of the groups said, no, we can send them back to the temple where we fought the Aboleth. They'll be safe there. It's no longer a dangerous place for them. They can hide out there for a while and they won't know where the bounty list is. We can go back and find them at another time. And the other half of the group said, no, we need to take them with us. Like, it's not safe for them to be out here. We'll find out a way to keep them from spilling the beans in the bounty list. And I believe it came down to a split vote. It was either going to be a split vote or it was going to be, you know, 4-2, because we have 6 people that play. And I believe Casey's character, Hanta, was the one that it came down to the vote to.
Took him a while
and
to
in that
decide,
case,
yeah.
It took him a while to decide, but in that moment, he remembered the girl that's traveling with him, that he promised he would find his sister in the city of Mortondale, where one of the bounty lists that you're heading to is located. And that kind of tipped the scales in favor of saying, we need to take these civilians of the city of Toglak with us, because we can't just let them fend for themselves out in this temple. There's nothing them for there. We know there's safety for them here. And so you guys left. You started leaving. You started walking down the path to the bounty list with, I think we decided it was about 200 civilians, and they're all carrying carts. They're all carrying their possessions with them because they're human. They want to have things from their homes that still remind them of safety, of what they used to have there. And you get to a point where you had to decide, are we all just going to walk together out in the middle of nowhere along these roads where the guard will travel? Or do we send some scouting parties ahead of us to check out what's coming down the road and we can be a little bit more safe about what we're doing? And that's what you guys decided to do. You decided to have your two Camilo brother friends go with our friend Zyvir, our tiefling warlock Zyvir, walk down the path about 200 or 300 yards in front of where you are to help be a scouting party for the group in case something was coming down this path. And sure enough, after you traveled for a few hours, there was something was coming down idea. The path. It was a good idea.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you remember what was coming down that path towards them?
It was like a small caravan of guards, and they had a jailer's wagon that they were bringing with them. And so we're like, maybe they're out like looking for us. And I mean, they don't have enough jailer's wagons for us, but whether they're looking for us or not, maybe they've heard about us. This is not a encounter we want them to see all of us. And yeah, so we decided to do some sneaky trying to figure out what was going on, trying to like communicate with them and hear what's going on.
Yeah. And so Zyvir, in a sheer stroke of brilliance, I thought he decided to change his appearance into that of a wounded guard who was running down the street from the city that you guys had just attacked with all of these civilians. And he came and he's like about, 100 feet out in front. I just collapse in front of him. I just fall down. And sure enough, his plan seemed to work. The guards came up to him and they said, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? Like, where are you coming from? What happened? Why do you look this way? And he explained to him, the civilians of Toglak, they took over, like they fought back. We just didn't have enough men. I barely made it alive with my own life. And they were like, okay, well, we'll get you back. We'll get you back to the city of Mortendale. We'll take care of you. And he asked specifically to be put in the back of the jailer's wagon because he saw a prisoner in there. He didn't know who it was. He didn't know what was going on exactly with this prisoner in there. But he's like, just set me down in there. I'll be out of the sun. Like, I won't have to worry about being dehydrated, just laying there in my armor. Just put me inside this wagon. And he gets inside this wagon, and lo and behold, there's a friend of yours that you guys had been waiting for after you got out of the Temple of the Aboleth. It was your sub-driver. For some reason, Barani Redfist had gotten himself captured and was now in this transport that's making its way up towards Toglak. Don't know the reason why. Don't know why it's, where it came from exactly. You kind of have an idea. But inside, he finds Barani Redfist, and he decides, enough is enough. I'm going to help break this guy out. And it was kind of funny because in that moment, he polymorphed or shapeshifted out of his disguise. And Barney's just taken aback. He's like, what in the... Because it's not every day you see somebody change shape right before your eyes inside of a jailer's wagon. And he proceeded to cast Shatter, which is kind of smart. It's an easy way to break somebody out, right? But at right? the same time, I was like, he's pretty wounded. He's pretty hurt. You sure you want to cast Shatter on him? Because it does damage to everything around, right?
Yeah, this might be a little, just that, crossing that line a little bit too
and
much.
He did it. Barani agreed to it. He's like, if you can promise me we'll get out of here safely, you can do it. He did it, just decimated the wagon. This wagon's just obliterated in the middle of this path. The guards go flying everywhere. Zyvir is luckily still standing up. Barani's unconscious at this point. He's, he doesn't know if he's dead or not. But he decides to dimension door, I think it was called, out of the situation. He picks up Barani, walks through this door, is back with the Camilo brothers, and you guys make your way back to the group. So it was a good idea that you guys decided to scout out ahead of the party because it prevented you from potentially having some people run away. Zyvir was pretty sure everybody was dead in the jailer's wagon when it exploded. So he comes back and explains this, and you guys make your way. You continue to make your way through these planes, and you come across this jailer's wagon, and there's not everybody's accounted for. A couple of the jailers that got blown back by this shatter spell are missing. And at this point, it's like, okay, we've gone too far. Like, we have to find shelter because they'll be back not very long, because you guys were about 2 hours away from Mortendale. So you had to decide, are you going to turn back, or are you going to walk about another hour towards the city where guards already have a head start from you to the bounty list and get everybody inside? Do you try that, or do you take them back? And you guys decided to continue on.
Keep going to the bounty list. As a player, I was very not happy with any of these decisions being made, but as Maglath, I had no clue really what was going on.
You couldn't understand enough of the things to even if we spoke in giant.
Well, and I the brilliant plan of Zerus, I was like, oh, there's guards. Let's attack them. I'll get rid of them myself. Right. Like, whatever.
And so you guys kept making your way. You knew you probably would have enough time to beat them, but depending on how fast these guards were traveling, you might encounter more guards. And so you guys decided to just book it as fast as you could. And slowly, as you're going inside, you and as playing Maglath and Solas, because he wasn't here, and Zyvir decided to go and talk with the officials of the bounty list, saying, hey, here's the situation that we're up against. Are we going to be a group that's for the people, taking these people in for safety, or are we going to send them away? And at this point, it was kind of already too late. Like, what are you gonna do? They're already kind of here. But the bounty list has enough intricate maze work that if you don't know exactly where you're going, you could get lost on your way into the main portion of this area. So you guys left. This is where we left off with you guys and the rest of the group. They're slowly funneling these townsfolk into this small opening, which is a kind of well-hidden doorway in the side of this hill. And out of nowhere, everybody just starts hearing these howling noises. And they're these noises that, you know, you picture the movie. Think of the movie The Grey with Liam Neeson, right? You yeah. hear these howling noises coming out. The sun is setting. It's getting darker. And they have no idea what's going on. People are starting to freak out. They're starting to push their way in. People are getting trampled. They're trying to get in faster because it's a lot of howling that's going on. And then out of nowhere, dire wolves start attacking the townsfolk. And they don't appear to be just getting enough to eat, just to have a meal. It's almost like systematically just going one after another, trying to just kill as many people as they can that stand in their way. And we set up this map, and there was about 30 people outside of the bounty list, 30 civilians outside of the bounty list. And just one by one, they just kept falling slowly but surely, one by one, just dying to these dire wolves. And the group is doing a valiant job trying to kill them. Like, they're doing everything that they can.
And trying to shepherd the people in through this small doorway before they're ripped apart. Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, they got some people in, but out of those 30, 16 of them ended up dying. And so it's this moment where the players think they're doing all of this good for the people, bringing them into the bounty list. And now it's like fathers of these families, mothers of these families, children of these families are now laying dead outside in these plains, outside of the bounty list. And so it'll be interesting. That's kind of where we left off for that night. Everybody got inside, and it's just this group who's, there's some happiness because they're reunited with family, and there's some sorrow, and there's probably some anger because family members died in these attacks. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with the rest of the group, with what you guys are talking about with the rest of the bounty list officials, what happens when we return back to another edition of the Solarian Island Storytime.
I was just, I'm walking down this tunnel with Solas and Zyvir, and I'm just like, of course I went with the, why did I go this way with the diplomacy option? I was going as like the big strong brute to stand behind Zyvir, but I would be really useful in this,
you
in this battle.
You
I feel, yep. yeah, what are you going to do though?
What are you going to do? Yep. So that's what we have for this edition of the Solarian Island Storytime. We hope you come back for another edition in the near future. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to this week's Storytime. We hope you've enjoyed these moments from our campaigns, stories about our characters, and what they have done within our worlds. We hope that you have enjoyed your time here, and we hope that you come back again next week for another edition of Storytime.